Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the first CROG Transportation Committee meeting for 2022. I hope you all are doing well and had a good holiday season and are looking forward to a prosperous and successful 2022. And with that, I will call the CROG Transportation Committee meeting for Monday, January 24, 2022 to order. And Karen, if you're there, if you would please call the roll.
Thank you, John. Good afternoon, everyone. We'll start with the town of Handover. Avon.
Larry Burrell, town of Avon.
Berlin. Bloomfield.
John Coleman.
Bolton.
Patrice Carson is here.
Canton.
Neil Pate is here.
Columbia. Coventry.
Todd Penny here.
East Granby. East Hartford.
Doug Wilson here.
East Windsor. Ellington. Enfield.
Donald Nunes here.
Farmington.
Russ Arnold here.
Glastonbury.
Dan Pennington here.
Granby.
Kirk Severance.
City of Hartford. Hebron.
Kevin Kelly's here.
Manchester.
Jeff Lamalva here.
Mansfield.
John Carrington here.
Marlborough. New Britain.
Rob Trottier here.
Newington. Plainville. Rocky Hill. Simsbury.
Tom Roy here.
Summers.
Todd Rowland here.
South Windsor.
Jeff Doolittle here.
Southington.
Annette Turnquist here.
Stafford.
Devin Copperway here.
Suffield.
Aaron Isherwood.
Talland.
David Corcoran, Talland.
Vernon.
Dave Smith. Good afternoon, everyone.
West Hartford.
Wayne Martin.
Matt Hart.
Weathersfield.
Eric Greger.
Willington. Windsor.
Adam Kessler here.
Windsor Locks.
And Rodriguez here.
Is there a representative from CCEJ? Is anyone from GHTD?
Mary Duffy.
Paul McNamara as well.
Is there anyone else from any organization or town?
Marlboro.
Chris Edge came in late from Berlin.
Peter Hughes, Marlboro.
Thank you. Anybody Grayson, from
okay. Grayson Wright, CTDOT?
Okay. Anyone from FHWA?
Jennifer Carrier. Hi, everyone.
Thank you. Back to you, John.
Thank you, Karen. Again, welcome to everyone. Look forward to another great year. And is there anyone from the public that wishes to address the committee at this time? Hearing none, seeing none, we'll move on to number three, which is adoptions of the minutes of our meeting held on December 13th, 2021. I'd entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
Patrice Carson, so moved.
Chris Hedge, second.
Thank you. Did you get them both, Karen?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All those in favor, please indicate. Well, first, any additions, corrections, or deletions? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions?
Dave Smith, sustain.
Thank you, Dave. Any other abstentions? Minutes are approved, Karen.
Thank you.
Moving on to staff reports. The first one I'll take care of is the new CROG Executive Director and Policy Board officers. policy board in January, or actually the executive committee in January, has selected someone who should be familiar to many of you, Matt Hart, who's presently the town manager of West Hartford. I think he's on this Zoom with us. He's been there, I believe, at least 4, going on 5 years, doing a fabulous job. Prior to that, he was town manager in Mansfield, where he played a critical role in the development of the Storrs Center and a number of other very progressive things in that town. And prior to that, he worked in the town of Windsor. So he certainly knows the region. And I think the region is very, very fortunate to have an individual of Matt's talents, expertise, and commitment to the region and regionalism joining CROG and succeeding our fearless leader, Mr. Ray, who has also joined us. And while he will be sorely missed, I think Matt is going to be a more than worthy successor. So welcome to Matt, and I'm sure we will be seeing much more of him. I think he's going to take a little time off to regenerate, and we'll be officially joining CROG towards the end of February. Also at the same time, CROG, as they do every 2 years, elected new officers to head the policy board. And as many of you may have observed, if you were watching the municipal elections this past year, there was a significant amount of turnover in the leadership at a number of our communities in the region. Fortunately, we had a few that have been active in CROG that still remained. And the new chair is Erwin Stewart, who's the very active mayor of New Britain. The vice chair is Sherry Cantor, who's the mayor of West Hartford, who Matt obviously is very familiar with, and that should be helpful. The second vice chair, who's been with us for a number of years, is Lori Spielman, the first selectwoman from Ellington. And the secretary is Jason Bozois, the first selectman from East Windsor. And the treasurer, who's a newcomer to CROG, but an exceedingly competent financial individual, is Mike Walsh, the new mayor of East Hartford, who succeeded Marcia over in that great city. So welcome to you all, and we look forward to working with you. And if there are no questions, we'll move on to the second item, which is Roger and 60 seconds for safety.
Okay, thank you, John. This month's segment deals with the driver as opposed to the engineering of our roadway system. So as we've been watching our favorite New England NFL teams and players lose recently in some of the playoff games, we have some good marketing materials that are put out by NHTSA, the marketing agency, to help promote safe driving. So the image that you see was included in the materials that were distributed. And there's also a fact sheet that has some very good points about safe driving for on Super Bowl Sunday. Designate a sober driver if you're having a party or attending a party. Make sure the designated driver is actually sober. Otherwise, use a ride, Uber or a taxi. Serve non-alcoholic drinks and don't serve to minors. So the image that you see there, I also have available other images specifically formatted for digital media, like on a Twitter or Instagram and that sort of thing. So if you're interested, please let me know. I could get you some other digital images if you want to use that to promote within your agency. So we did have 326 fatalities in Connecticut on Connecticut roads in 2021, which is like a high over the last 20 years. So this is one more tool you can use to promote safe driving. Thanks.
Thank you, Roger. Any questions? Kara, on Commissioner Boughton's presentation to the policy board.
Yep. Thanks, John. So we just wanted to let everyone on Transportation Committee know that Commissioner Mark Boughton, who is the commissioner of the Department of Revenue Services, has recently been named Governor Lamont's senior advisor on infrastructure. Federal government had been encouraging states to name point people on infrastructure. So Commissioner Boughton is who's been identified for Connecticut. He's going to be giving a briefing to the policy board on Wednesday. during their meeting about the new federal infrastructure package and how Governor Lamont plans to deploy the funding. So the policy board meeting is this Wednesday, the 26th at noon. And if anyone is interested in attending that and hearing Commissioner Boughton speak, you can email Laura Quintiliani from our office. I will put her email address in the chat, and she would be able to send you the Zoom information for that meeting.
Thank you, Kara. Any questions? You've got the next two, Kara, or the next one. 2021 obligated projects.
Yep. So the next thing is in the packet for the meeting was a list of all of the federally obligated projects for federal fiscal year 2021. We're federally required to share this list publicly after each federal fiscal year. These are all projects that you would have seen before on the TIP or through TIP amendments. Just as a big picture summary, there was a total of $255 million worth of projects obligated within the Capital Region. That includes projects that were statewide and multi-district as well. The largest project in federal fiscal 21 was the Route 2 resurfacing and median replacement in East Hartford, which was $62.7 million. Those yellow lines indicate bike ped projects, and we had $18.7 million of bike ped projects obligated that fiscal year. But the full list is available on our website if people want to look into it a little bit more.
Thank you, Kara. Rob, on the future bridge funding and LOTSEP?
Yeah, as everybody knows, we just recently are having a LOTSEP solicitation. And most of you know that bridge projects typically do not compete well with our selection criteria in our general solicitation. So in the past, we have had a separate bridge solicitation. We've heard from a couple towns that inquiring when we would have another one and you know, encouraging us to have another one. We plan to outline either next month or the month after a schedule and present to the committee the finances on LOTSEP for a bridge solicitation. One thing that schedule will do is probably not issue the solicitation until maybe late summer or midsummer, with potentially selecting projects a year from now. The reason for the delay would be the opportunities for other funding. Currently, right now we are in the solicitation phase, or a solicitation will be coming out in the next month for the state local bridge program. And then with the new federal funding bill, there is additional monies that they're still sorting out for the federal program, but that is a rolling application at DOT. And recently the DOT has been, that's an 80% federal share for those bridge projects. And recently the DOT has been committing the other 20% with state funds. So that is completely free to the municipalities. In addition to it being free, they have been offering to use their on-call consultants in administering those projects. So not only is it free to the municipalities, but it is also the administration burden is, a lot of the administration burden is off of the municipalities there. That is for, the federal program is for non-system bridges, which means they can't be on, basically, they can't be STP urban eligible. They have to be on local roadways or minor collectors. But they do have to be bridges over 20 feet. The state bridge program, you can be under 20 feet, and it can be on any functional classification. So there's various requirements there. Just to summarize, the Fed program is a rolling admissions or applications. The state program is going to get out a solicitation notice of an RFP in the next month, and those applications will be due between March and May and be selected in July. Typically, our LOTSEP, one of our requirements in LOTSEP is that you don't have another funding source, so we want to get that all sorted out before we go out for a LOTSEP bridge solicitation. So in the next month or two, we'll be having our plans for a lot set bridge solicitation for committee consideration. That was a lot. So are there any questions?
Thank you, Rob. Okay, so Toria, you got three things on LOTSIP.
Okay, so the first thing, thank you, John, and good afternoon, everybody. The first thing is the LOTSIP solicitation. Thank you to all the municipalities that participated. We had 23 projects that were submitted from 19 different municipalities for an amount that's just under $42 million. So thank you to everybody for those projects. This week, we will determine eligibility to make sure everything is eligible, and then move on to rating the project. So thank you to everybody for those specific projects. Do you want me to go on, John?
Please, if there's no questions, Satoria.
Okay, so next is the RFQ that will be going on out. CROG is going to be issuing a RFQ. We did say January 25th, but it's actually going to be January 28th because we wanted to make sure the legal notice was posted to the newspapers. So this is for on-call lists 1 and 2. And these are for municipal engineering and municipal construction phase assistance. And the on-call lists are, the RFQ is for a 36-month time frame. And this is because in 2019, when we went out for a previous RFQ solicitation, we had 4 consultants that are currently on the 2 lists, 4 consultants each, with terms that expire May 31st, 2022. So the RFQ is intended to identify 4 consultants to serve on each of those lists, starting on June 1st, 2022 and ending May 31st, 2025. So there's a target draft dates for the responses. As I said, the release is gonna be Friday, not tomorrow. We're going to, the proposals will be due on March 1st. They'll be rated, and then a short list with interviews will be determined after that. So at this point, I also would like to request, and you can email me after, 6 TC members to assist with the rating, the proposals, and interviewing the shortlisted firms. And the interviews will be sometime in April as listed on the draft schedule. So if that works with anyone's schedule, I think some municipality representatives have participated in this. Anyone is welcome to participate. It is time. So that would be, up to you as far as reviewing these proposals, but they ultimately are consultants that you might use in the future. In addition to the on-call list 1 and 2, we're also currently contracted with Beta and CHA for on-call list 3. That's the program management and design review assistance. And we'd like to extend their agreements for 2 additional years. And there's a resolution later on in the meeting for that. So staff recommends committee approval for the request for qualifications issuance in January to identify 4 qualified firms to serve on each of the lots of on-call list 1 and 2 for a 36-month timeframe, and to extend each of the 2 lots of on-call 3 consultants' contracts for 2 years. Any questions?
And I assume that's item 6, where the action item is?
Correct.
Okay. Doug Wilson, you have a question?
Wanted to confirm that when you say construction phase assistance, that's design services during construction, DOT talk?
No, that would be...
Or is that CEI, construction engineering and inspection?
That would be inspection. Inspection.
Okay.
Services
during construction would fall under list one.
No, list one is for engineering design services. So while you're designing your project, that would be a firm that that a municipality could use on that list.
You also drag that consultant into the construction phase to look at submittals, 10 meetings. It's called design services during construction.
Yeah. So
there's a gap there.
Yeah, you're right. They could be used for on-call list too, but on-call list is specifically for inspection and during the construction of the project. But you're right, there would be engineering services. There could be engineering services during that time as well.
In the construction phase.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
got it. That's what I was interested in.
Thanks. Yeah.
Any other questions on the... consultant services. Okay, Satori, on to the quarterly report.
Do you want a motion, John?
We can jump to item six. I'd have to take a motion to take that out of order.
Well, if it's easier just to keep going, we can keep going.
Either way, it doesn't matter. What's your pleasure?
I'll make a motion to take the item out of order.
Is there a second?
Dave Smith, second that.
Motion to take item six out of order. Any discussion? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? It's passed. Item number six is before us.
I would make a motion per the staff recommendation of the item for request for qualifications in call lists 1, 2, and the extension of call list 3.
There a second.
Percentage.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the motion?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? It's unanimous, Karen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll move back to item 4 and the LOTSIP quarterly report. Satoria.
Okay, thank you again. So this is a memo that was in your packet. It's for the quarter 2 quarterly report. So it's the time frame from October 1st to December 31st, 2021. There are a couple of worksheets included as attachments, and the information that's highlighted is taken from those worksheets. So the first thing is CONDOT did issue 4 authorization to advertise, to award letters, in the amount of $9,064,666. And these are for Stafford, Leonard Road Bridge, Coventry Swamp Road, Windsor Locks Downtown Phase 2, and Suffield Route 168 Mountain Road Multi-Use Trail. So congratulations to those municipalities. We appreciate that, and that gives us a grand total of projects awarded in fiscal year 2022, over $10 million as indicated in the memo. So it's $10,108,066. So congratulations, that's wonderful. We also had 2 projects that received authorization to advertise and our bid projects in the amount of $4,563,200. And you can see what the 2 projects there. And, you know, congratulations to Vernon because they had their award issue today. So that's wonderful. And that will be reflected on next quarter's report. So that's wonderful. CROG did receive 10 design submissions. We anticipate 19 design submissions in quarter 3. 46 projects total have been awarded or completed construction since the inception. We've received 3 commitment to fund letters, and they're listed there. So congratulations to those municipalities, Willington, Avon, and New Britain. That's wonderful there too. And 3 applications were submitted to CONDOT, and we're either waiting for comments or comments have been received and the municipalities need to respond. So that's great too. There are a couple of projects, either because they're on state roads or there were other issues that have scheduling updates. So we wanted to just ask the towns to report on their schedules if they can for just a minute. And the first one is Avon.
Okay. So we've had a preliminary design delay because we're looking at an intersection, changing an intersection from a what is currently not a three-way stop or a four-way stop, but we're looking at the potential of putting in a roundabout there. Do you need more?
Nope, that's perfect. Anyone have any questions about that? Okay, so the next one is Hebron, Wall Street and Main Street, both on, those are state roadways.
Yeah, I don't have our engineer with us here, Satoria, so I don't have an update on that at this time.
Okay, I know that, I think that they had mentioned there was some right-of-way issues, but we can actually follow up on that for next quarter. Thank you, Kevin. Is anyone from Rocky Hill? Okay, I know that I had spoken to Steve at an earlier date, and he had mentioned that they were hiring an engineer for the town. So I don't know if that was completed yet. And then we have Simsbury. Is Tom Roy here?
Yeah, hello everybody. Yeah, we just had a minor delays associated with getting or adding street lighting to our current standalone sidewalk project. But I think we should be on track and have that submitted in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you. Any questions about the report that was submitted? I encourage all the municipalities to look at the information that's on the spreadsheets to make sure everything is accurate. If there's anything that needs to be changed, I'm happy to do that for next month or next quarter.
John, so Terry, I have one question, Peter.
Go ahead.
Just in general, on the last page, you have the ones transmitted, no commitment to fund to DOT. Has at least DOT communicated to those towns, or they have been sitting silent?
Okay, so we're looking at the
no commitment to fund. Yep. I'm just looking at the 21 no's. I know we've talked about the other, but have those towns at least received comments from DOT, or they're just waiting for comments?
Yes. Let me just make sure. I'm looking at them now. Yes, they've all received comments. Okay. Excuse me, Weathersfield has not, and all the other ones, Hartford, Mansfield, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to go back and review. Enfield has, South Windsor, Coventry, Plainville. Yes, okay. They have.
Okay. And then just under the next subject, you have the 2020 solicitations under review.
Yes.
Is that just you're holding them back to submit those to DOT, or you guys are still reviewing them?
No, we're each one of those has been reviewed and submitted to the municipality for their comments or revisions. Some of them had a little more in depth because CONDOT had provided some comments. Yeah, so there was a little more, but that only is three projects. So from the 2020 solicitation, besides the incentive projects, and I've also communicated with the municipalities from the incentive projects, but the ones that are listed as a 2020 solicitation, that incorporates or includes three different projects, mm-hmm. and each one of them has received comments regarding their project.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Thank you, Satoria. And we'll move on to the Conduct Capital Plan and Krog's comments. Rob?
Yeah. As you all, I think, heard last meeting, we did receive, oh no, you wouldn't have heard last meeting. But anyhow, we received the five-year capital plan and were asked to make staff comments on the capital plan. It had a pretty short time window to do so. So we did provide these staff level comments on the Conduct's five-year draft plan. The big issue here is it's not really a complete document. They were holding off on submitting to us their draft capital plan for the federal funding bill. But the federal funding bill has a lot of complexity and is not has not gotten appropriation through appropriations yet. So they submitted to us the five-year capital plan without that funding in the 5 years, just assuming flat funding from the previous federal bill. So because there hasn't been appropriations and it's a very complex plan and there's a lot of rulemaking to take place, the additional funds are not reflected in this plan. So really a lot of the comments we have on this plan are similar to last year's, with the addition of the need to coordinate with us on the new funding and how the new funding is programmed. So one way that some recommendations we have in the bullets here are that 2 years ago in transit, because of the problems with the state special transportation fund, they had eliminated our biggest transit project in the region that was on the books, which was to upgrade the Hartford line all the way up to the state line and increase service. And that got dropped from the plan at that time. And it's still not in this plan. Now with the new influx of federal funding, we think it needs to go back into the plan for the next 5 years. So that's one of our main comments here. Secondly, there are a number of projects that were awaiting federal funds to build up to be initiated. One of those programs, and we recommend that any of those projects be initiated immediately. One of those programs is Transportation Alternatives Set Aside, which many of you have funding for and have been sitting idle. There is actually additional TA set aside funding went up significantly in this new plan. So really, we think that all those projects should be initiated immediately, even some of the ones that were under contingency consideration. So that's another comment here. The other comments are similar to last year, where it encourages coordination, especially with database programming. We're looking at the feds have come out with guidance as to how to do performance-based programming and planning. And we've been dealing with these performance measures for a few years now. And I think it's really time that that project selection be more transparent through the department and there'd be more coordination with us in selecting projects for the capital plan. And that comes down to there's various federal performance measures that we act on, some safety every year. So you might be familiar with those, but there's also new guidance from the feds in this new bill. And it's a lot of it has to be sorted out still as to how things are measured and stuff and things like that. But there's equity, environmental impacts, and really encouraging on large projects, especially a more comprehensive economic analysis of the impacts of the project or the benefits. So that kind of summarizes some of the main points we had in our letter to CONDOT. And as mentioned, it was unfortunately the five-year plan doesn't include the new levels of funding. So it was, it's more of, there's a lot of bullets that are advisory in nature towards that funding when it gets all fleshed out. So any questions on that?
And Rob, I have a couple. One, any response from Condot to our comments?
Yes, I've received, well, not response, but I've received correspondence on setting up a meeting to initially discuss them. And I've been trying to set up that meeting. It was supposed to take place last week, but it didn't. So we're looking to set up that meeting soon. We have not heard specific responses to the comments. No.
Second question, will all of the projects that are funded under the new federal funding have to go through the TIP process?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, John, I got a couple.
Go ahead.
Are you expecting on Thursday a little enlightenment from Mr. Boughton?
We're hoping, but we don't know how that's going to go down. We don't know how involved he is going to be specifically in each category that the bill addresses. The bill addresses many categories other than transportation, and it addresses the power grid, water supply, flooding, all kinds of different infrastructure needs. So whether or not he's going to just be a coordinator between the major state agencies or get more involved in actual projects, I would think he'd be more of a coordinator between the state agencies, but I'm not sure how he sees his role.
And the over-programming, do they break that down into categories of transit, other transportation, or they just throw that in the big old pool of everything?
They have an over-programming category for transit, and then they have a separate one for anything that falls under FHWA funding, which is not just highways, but bike, ped, surface transportation type things. So the FTA, so there's an FTA over-programming and an FHWA, because those are two distinct sets of funds. And so those are the two categories that they're broken into.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Thanks, Rob. Tim, the car share?
Yes, thank you. A little while ago, CROG was contacted by Advanced CT, which is an economic development group in Connecticut that works closely with the state, with a notification of a car share company that is interested in partnering with multiple municipalities in the state. So this brought up a couple things for us. One was brought up the idea of exploring car share, perhaps at the regional scale, in more detail, similar to what we did with our regional bike share RFP. So really what we wanted to do is sort of take the temperature of the towns to see if there's any interest in exploring a regional approach, and also just to, you know, open it up to towns if they're interested in that notification from Advanced CT about the car share company. But, you know, we could have, if anyone had any comments or questions about that today, I'd be happy to answer them or take them. But if people are interested in sort of pursuing a regional approach or just interested in this particular notification, they could contact me and I could provide more information. But you know, we'd be happy to explore this in more detail.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions? Any other? Lyle, anything you want to add?
Just that we got news that the CSX and MassDOT are providing a more flexible opening for advanced passenger rail between Springfield and Boston, Springfield and Worcester, which would help us on the Hartford-Springfield-Boston line. So that's actually a major impediment removed. Amtrak already, as you know, has a right of passage on rail, but this is a much more flexible access agreement. So that's actually one of those building blocks for the Hartford-Springfield-Boston rail that got done. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, that was really good news.
Yep. So there's some, you know, good news that are trickling out on the Hartford-Springfield-Boston rail. But, you know, that was one of the pieces.
And you'll still be with us for our February meeting, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Matt, is there any comments you would like to make at this point?
Oh, thank you very much, John. I just appreciate the warm welcome and your support and the support from the policy board. I've been spending some time with Rob and other members of the staff and trying to get up to speed a little bit. As you know, I'm pretty familiar with policy board activities, having been a longtime member there. But really excited about the opportunity. I know many of you, you know, having worked in the region for such a long time. And as I said in the chat, I'm really looking forward to joining an outstanding team. I have long, long had an interest in regional matters. I think we have a really unique opportunity at this point in time, giving federal and state funding opportunities. And I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to working with all the folks here, as well as the other key stakeholders. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. And feelings mutual. We're looking forward to working with you on an ongoing basis, and welcome. All right, moving on. TIP amendments. Rob?
Yeah, in front of you, there are three TIP amendments. One being a National Highway Performance Program amendment for the Route 2 project. As you saw in the obligated projects list, that was our there was a project on Route 2 that was our largest project recently. This addresses a different problem down in Glastonbury. It addresses lane continuity. If you drive eastbound on Route 2, you'll notice that one lane disappears or peels off onto Route 17 unexpectedly. Another lane is added unexpectedly from an intersection just before that. It creates a lot of dangerous weaving. So this would improve the lane continuity eastbound on Route 2. So that is a new project. The second project is an old project that involves traffic control signals at various locations in District 4. There's no change to the funding, just a change to the fiscal year. There was not a list of intersections in your packet because we did not get that in time, but I requested it. And these are the intersections. This has been an old TIP amendment. So you've seen this 2 years ago, I believe. And really there's just six intersections in our region. East Granby has three, Farmington has one, and Simsbury has two. So we can add this to the packet that was online so that you can see it there. But that's it in front of you. The second TIP amendment is a new project, and that's item 3A and B, and that is to replace just the controllers and cabinets at various locations. It's like 75 locations in District 2, so it's not any of the span poles or span wires. It's just the cabinets and controllers, so it probably would be something that wouldn't be too noticeable to the average motorist that gets replaced. But there is a list in your packet of locations. There's 75 locations. There's only six again in the CROG area, one in Hebron, three in Mansfield, and two in Marlboro. And that is, I don't think we have a visual for that up on the screen, but you can find that in your packet, the locations. They're all on state roadways. So the first one, as I mentioned, uses NHPP funding, which is appropriate for freeways, and that's what it's being used on. The remainder use STP Anywhere funds, which we're always happy to use in our region because they can be used anywhere in the state. So those are the TIP amendments, and CROG staff sees no issues with approving them.
Thank you, Rob. Any questions? I'd entertain a motion to approve the TIP amendments and recommend same to the policy board.
Patrice Carson, so moved.
Second.
Thank you both. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? It's unanimous. Thank you much. Moving on to item number six, which I think if you went back and looked at the recording, I inadvertently referred to 6 instead of 7 when we took an item out of order. I meant to say 7, so we will now deal with 6, which is the LOTSEP funding increase and scope modification in Hartford. Satoria?
Okay, thank you, John. The memo is included in your packet, and this is a project that was originally approved in the 2020 solicitation, and it was approved for $2,806,920. The project is currently in the application phase, so it has been reviewed and submitted to CONDOT, and we are approving the city is requesting a LOTSEP funding increase of $961,080 from the $2,008,000 to $3,768,000. It's a 34.2% increase based on the most recent engineering estimate. So the project itself is a Hartford traffic signal upgrade, road diet, and timing optimization. The project consists mainly of 5 traffic signal replacements at 5 different intersections that are listed in the memo. Hartford has seen a substantial increase in the construction costs of the traffic signal since the initial application was submitted. And they're basing this on bids from 2 federally funded Hartford traffic signal projects in 2021, and they're listed there. And the city is proposing to increase the traffic signal unit price from $300,000 to $400,000, which would result in a cost increase of $500,000 for the 5 signals, $100,000 each. Additionally, the project duration has been extended a year, resulting in an estimated additional cost of $126,000 due to inflation. And these additional costs combined with the increases to percentage-based estimating items listed there result in the total of $961,080. So to account for the new unit pricing for 5 traffic signals, staff recommends committee approval of an additional $961,080 of lots of funding for the Hartford project, increasing the funding approval from $2,806,920 to $3,768,000. Any questions?
Thank you, Satoria. Hearing no questions, I'd entertain a motion to approve the proposed funding increase.
Patrice Carson, so moved.
Thank you, Patrice. Is there a second?
Chris Hedge.
Thank you, Chris. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Karen, it's unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you, Satoria. We've acted on item number 7. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Hearing none, we'll gather again in February. Again, if any of you want to hear Commissioner Boughton, contact CROG staff to get on that queue for Wednesday's policy board meeting at noon. And with that, I entertain a motion to adjourn our meeting.
Patrice Carson, so moved.
John, can I mention one thing if I could?
Go ahead.
So I know I just wanted to say thank you so much to the search committee. I know it was a lot of work, a lot of effort, and I think we're blessed to have Matt as our incoming leader, but just wanted to say thank you. I know they did a lot of work on it, and Kyle's a tough guy to come after, but I know Matt's doing a great job. Just want to say thank you to the search committee, because I know they did a lot of yeoman's work on that.
Thank you, Chris. And I assume that's a second to adjourn as well. All those in favor, please indicate
yes.
by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Be well and be safe, everybody. Thank you, staff.
Bye, everyone.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.